a time. Oh, perfect. We have a time certain. So, Carla, please call the next item.
Let's do the consent.
We don't have consent.
Oh, excuse me.
No consent.
Item 743, accept report on the 2017 Summer Free for All program.
Commissioner Fitz, are you going to introduce this item?
Thank you, Madam President. We are so happy to present this annual overview of what we're going to be doing in the Summer Free for All program, which has become beloved, especially since under Commissioner Fisher's leadership of Portland Parks and Recreation during the recession, we really put more emphasis on free activities that people could do on staycations when it was very difficult to find the money to travel anywhere. This year we're going to have 400 events at 77 different sites in just 12 weeks, free movies, concert lunches, activities for children, and now free fitness classes in Portland Parks and Recreation. This really is something that everybody can participate on one level or another, and that community is joining with us in providing these programs. Commissioner Saltzman is always particularly concerned about summer lunches for children who may not get enough food at home over the summer, and Summer Free for All bridges that gap. Last year we served over 110,000 of them, and this year I'm sure we're going to do better than that even. We remember that one in four children in Oregon live in poverty, and 57% of Portland kids qualify for free or reduced lunches during the school year. And so that means there's about 50,000 children or more who are struggling over the summer to secure food. And we just want everybody to have a good time. So with that, I'll turn it over to Director Mike Abate and our team in Portland Parks and Recreation.
Thank you, Commissioner. Members of Council, Mike Abate, Director of Portland Parks and Recreation. I'm joined today by Sue Pack, Parks, Arts and Culture and Special Events Manager, and also Kelly Torres, our Development Manager. And as you know, the mission of Portland Parks and Recreation is to help Portlanders play. And last year, during the reorganization, we created the Department of Arts, Culture, and Special Events, bringing together our existing art centers and programs under a unified management. And we're fortunate enough to have Sue Pack move to Portland from New York to accept that leadership role. With this change, the Bureau not only renewed its commitment to the arts, but recognized the important role that arts and culture play in creating community and advancing equity, for that matter. As you know, in the budget process just recently concluded, there was a realignment package within Parks budget, and Summer Free for All falls within the new Arts and Culture Department, that program has grown significantly over the years, and at the same time, costs have risen and funding sources have fluctuated. And so this year, we worked in earnest to right-size the program, and you approved in the budget a realignment package to bring Summer Free for All within budget while optimizing service and minimizing harm. Some of the reductions included changing the Washington Park Summer Concert Festival from four nights to three, although I'll say for this year, because of the construction that's happening at Washington Park, we'll have one event, the Rose Garden Centennial event, one concert, but for ongoing there will be three concerts in the summer there. We needed to eliminate the traveling rock wall climbing program, and we reduced program hours and sites where lunch service and participation are low, but at the same time expanded those programs in high-need areas. Also of note, I know there's been some concern about Brooklyn Park's summer program, and that was discontinued due to low numbers related to the realignment package. However, just to give you an update, the neighborhood intends to start their own community-driven and community-funded program with the support and guidance of the Bureau. So I'd like to also thank City Council for its ongoing general support of roughly $500,000 for Summer Free for All. And with that, we are able to leverage about a $1.3 million in additional cash and in-kind support from corporate and community partners that enable us to provide life and community-affirming activities that serve almost 300,000 Portlanders every summer. With that, I'd like to introduce to you Sue Pack, our new Arts, Culture, and Special Events Manager. She'll tell you a little bit more about our programs this summer.
Good morning, Council. It's a pleasure to be before you today, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve as the Bureau's Arts and Culture Manager. At Portland Parks and Recreation, we believe that arts and culture are powerful vehicles that allow Portlanders to celebrate our diverse cultures, heritage, and identities, provide pathways to self-expression, self-discovery, and self-empowerment, and help to bridge greater understanding and dialogue across cultures and communities. Within the past year, there have been many positive changes within Summer Free for All. We have diversified staff and continue to strengthen the team's cultural competency. We are building new community partnerships and evolving programs to be more responsive and reflective of Portland's growing diversity. We have integrated last year's successful Innovation Fund program, Fitness in the Park, as part of the Summer Free for All brand. And finally, we are increasing lunch distribution to all our playground program sites from 27 locations last year to 35 this summer to better serve kids most in need. As always, Summer Free for All will present some of the most popular blockbuster and classic movies and favorite musical artists, all showcased in our marketing materials printed in 9 different languages. We have also been working to diversify our programs. To name just a few artists making their Summer Free for All debut, the hip-hop and funk group Speaker Minds, pictured here, the Somali group Iftin Band, the Tongan and Pacific Islander ensemble Mosi Mosi Kula, and the Native American music and dance group Painted Sky North Star Dance Company. We are also building new and more inclusive program partnerships. In collaboration with PDX Latinx Pride, we are presenting our first LGBTQ family-friendly event. We have invited the youth-focused artist collective Young, Gifted, and Brown to join us at lunch sites to provide kids music programs. And this year also marks the third year partnering with Latino Network on Festival Latino. Summer Free for All could not happen without our 71 neighborhood and partner groups and the countless volunteers who help us run Summer Free for All. And, of course, the school districts of Portland Public Schools, David Douglas, and Centennial that make our free lunch program possible. I would also like to recognize Summer Free for All staff who work behind the scenes to make this fun but incredibly complex program seem easy. The team is here with us today, and staff, if you wouldn't mind standing up for a moment. I would like to recognize Charity Montez, Jed Arkley, Alex Diaz, Jameson Holtz, Siobhan McKinstry, Nim Suto, Corey Falbo, and Boomer Sisler. I'd like to thank them for their talents, commitment to public service, and resilience and good cheer during a time of tremendous change. Thank you. I would also like to thank Kelly Torres and the Community Relations team for their partnership at the Bureau on Summer Free for All. Kelly is our new development manager who will now speak about our sponsors and supporters.
Good morning. Summer Free for All is a community building endeavor. Adding to the City of Portland's contribution, leveraged revenue sources include $275,000 in local business and community neighborhood sponsorships and $1 million in in-kind contributions. A significant portion of this in-kind support includes advertising in Spanish. Some of the most heartening stories of Summer Free for All stem from targeted commitments made to ensure Portland families have access to free lunches and structured play all summer long. Momentarily, you will have an opportunity to hear how very personal Bank of America's connection is to this specific mission. Each year, we are humbled and inspired by the support of many. Portland Parks and Recreation is grateful for every gift of time, talent, and treasure that makes Summer Free for All possible. In the printed schedule and on this slide, you can see the very impressive number of sponsors we are acknowledging this year. Several of our corporate sponsors donate through our partner, the Portland Parks Foundation, and many are consistent annual contributors with a long history of Summer Free for All giving. They provide significant savings for the program and enable us to broaden our marketing outreach and program capacity. Commissioners, if you have ideas about additional sponsors that we should invite to participate in the future, please don't hesitate to reach out to myself, Director Abate, or Sue. Thank you. And I'd like to introduce two guests to speak with us today. The first is Kara Stoudemire Phillips. She's a community leader. And the second will be Joe Dang from Bank of America. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Council. It's wonderful to be back here with you all again, providing testimony for yet another wonderful program. Again, my name is Kara Stoudemire Phillips, and I serve as the treasurer of the Boise Neighborhood Association. And by day, I work at MOTA, where I direct our corporate social responsibility. MOTA has also been a longtime supporter of Portland Parks and Recreation and also the Portland Parks Foundation. Our newest endeavor, our latest partnership with Portland Parks, is our support of Cully Park and bringing all ability access play equipment to that park. But today, I'm here to talk about Summer Free-for-All and how excited I am about it. My involvement with Summer Free-for-All has been bringing movies in the park to Unthink Park. I grew up in North Portland, Boise neighborhood, all of my life, and became involved with our neighborhood association when I moved back from undergrad from California, and got immediately involved and learned about the Movies in the Park program and went and reached out to our historic Mississippi Business Association, who partners with us in bringing this movie to the park. Each year, it's very important to me and to our neighborhood association, also the business association, to bring a relevant movie to that park. We always try to find something that's going to be relevant to the African American community, which is the historical neighborhood, historical community that was in that neighborhood. So this year, we are very excited that we're bringing Hidden Figures, and I'm sure you're very familiar with that movie. And we are going to have that movie at the park on Friday, August 11th, and we've reached out to some community partners. We're going to be partnering with the Blazer Boys and Girls Club, Self Enhancement Incorporated, Kairos School, and also the Boise Elliott Humboldt PTA. So we are just thrilled about this, and we're going to fill that park up. So another reason why this is very important to our neighborhood is that you all know about our neighborhood has experienced many, many years of gentrification. And for me and for many people in the neighborhood, it's a reunion. At that park, Peninsula Park, several of the parks that have movies in the park, it is a neighborhood community reunion. There's people that grew up there that don't live in the neighborhood anymore that come back to bring their kids. Because of the movie titles, because we are so focused on making it be a relevant movie. And then there's new neighbors there, too. There's times when I've seen people, you know, you're rushing as you're going to work in the morning, and you don't always get to talk to your neighbors. But there's been times where that's where I've met a neighbor that I don't usually have the time to talk to, but you remember saying hi to them, and you actually get to stop, talk to them, meet their kids, meet their families, and I really feel like it's a community gathering, and that's why those movies in the park and those concerts in the parks are so important to me, and they're free. That's the best part. They're free. I would love to go to some of the other concerts and take my kids, but I don't want to pay all that money to take kids that aren't going to sit through. But you're at a park. You can take them over. They can play as well if they get bored with the movie, and it's just a neighborhood gathering, and I love it, and I'm looking forward to it, and our neighborhood association will continue to support it, and we're very proud that our business association understands the importance of it as well. A lot of those businesses are new people to our neighborhood, and so we've shared with them the history of the neighborhood and why this is so important, and it's great to have their support as well. One thing that I would say, if I could ask City Council for anything, though I know the city supports this wonderful program, very much, but there's always a need for more funding and always a need for more staff. And I go to several of these events at various parks, and I see the same people, and they're working very hard, and they're working very long hours. And if there was something that I could ask for, it would definitely be more funding and more staff support. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Joe Dang, and I would like to thank you for the opportunity to speak here today to share why I and Bank of America, where I work, supports the Free Lunch and Play program. Bank of America is a proud sponsor of the Free Lunch and Play program and has been supporting this work for the past 4 years. As an organization, we are committed to tackling food insecurity in our community and are honored to be part of providing children and families with nutritious free lunches throughout the summer through our partnership with Portland Parks. Bank of America doesn't just show their support through funds. They create opportunities for employees to give time through volunteerism. I'm on the Bank of America Community Volunteer Committee, and for the past 2 years, I have taken on the role as the liaison between Bank of America and Portland Parks and Recreation to coordinate volunteers for the free lunch and play program. This year, 15 employees will volunteer at 5 free lunch and play sites. I was born in North Portland and raised in St. John's. My dad was a single father of 3 boys, and I recall benefiting from Portland Parks and Recreation summer programs as a kid, specifically the free lunch program. My little brothers and I looked forward to the lunches prior to swimming the afternoon away at the Pier Park pool. I had forgotten about this until my first year as a volunteer with Portland Parks last year. My favorite part about volunteering is seeing the joy the free lunch and play program brings to the children. I know personally of the comfort in knowing that there's going to be a meal, not only for yourself, but for your brothers and sisters. These are meals children might not be getting otherwise, especially during the summer months. This is the very reason I take pride in the partnership with Portland Parks. It allows me to give back to the very community and city that I grew up in. Again, thank you for the opportunity to share my story. I look forward to being part of Summer Free for All for many years to come. City funding is critical for this program, and it is appreciated in the community. Your support encourages corporations like Bank of America and their employees to give back in meaningful ways. Thank you.
Thank you. Carla, is there any public testimony?
I believe everybody spoke.
All right. Is there a motion to move this item?
I move the report.
Second.
Fantastic. Commissioner Fish moves. Commissioner Fritz seconds. Is there any discussion? Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, thank you for an excellent report. I'm ready to issue my verdict, which is I think this is the most beautiful program that you have produced to date. And I'm also excited by how many languages you have printed it in. So it is truly accessible, which reflects at her core the values of the commissioner in charge. So Commissioner Fritz, thank you for taking this program to the next level. Thank you to your terrific staff. We welcome transplanted New Yorkers. We welcome heartily transplanted New Yorkers in this body. And thank you for continuing what I think we collectively know is one of the great traditions in our city, which is opening our parks to free family-friendly events every year. And I want to particularly call out the fact that as I skimmed your list of offerings, you've made a real concerted effort this year to celebrate local artists. I appreciate the fact that in a city that has great dance and great jazz and great blues and great ethnic music, you're showcasing some of the best of that in our parks. And I've already circled the 4 or 5 concerts I'll be attending. So thank you for your good work. I'm very pleased to support it. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, this is definitely one of the most wonderful and heartwarming reports of the year. And thank you. I'm really proud to be associated with it. Thank you, the staff, for taking it to the next level as well. It's in some ways misnamed, though, Summer Free for All. Yes, it's free to attend, but it's not free, as Kara's noticed. It has to need both taxpayers' money and corporate sponsorship. So we're very grateful to those who are helping to make it work, including committees in every neighborhood who help select the movies and the concerts and then walk around with buckets at what I always call halftime, because I don't think that's what it's called in a concert. So I'm very grateful to everybody who steps up and does this wonderful program. Can't refrain from saying thank you to Harriet Auerbach, our city attorney that's assigned to Parks, who is retiring this year very shortly. And so we had a lovely ceremony at Director Park yesterday. So thank you, Harry, because, yes, it's fun and games, and also we have to make sure that we have the liability insurance and all those other things. If you doubt that, you should have been at Brooklyn Park last summer when a gust of wind threatened to take away the movie screen, and all of the young volunteers leapt on it at once. It was quite the most exciting thing I've seen in a park for some time, and definitely an indication of why we have to be very careful in planning and programming it. Thank you to Eileen Argentina as well for your leadership of recreation in parks, and to Christina Nieves and Pooja Bhatt and my staff and Director Mike Abate. This is certainly a program that has its challenges. As you say, everybody wants more. So let's figure out how we can work together to get that done, because that's what this program does. Aye.
You daily?
Thank you, everyone, for your hard work and for being here today. And to Commissioner Fritz, this definitely is one of the funnest and most heartwarming reports we get to listen to. You know, not everything we do here is quite this fun and exciting, but it's absolutely vital to our mission.
All right.